We have had some sober and tough stuff to deal with over the last couple of days as we've looked at anger and its fruit. It's time for a refreshing before we embark on the next phase of our journey. So whatever you're doing right now, take a break. Focus on Him. Eyes up. Once again, we need to stop and gather ourselves to Him. Remind ourselves what this is all about and who this is all about. Shoreless ocean, who can sound thee? Thine own eternity is round thee, majesty divine. And focus on majesty. This is His time and His agenda for our lives. There are no longer two lives to be lived but one, His through us, the people of His love, the people of His power, the people of His desire. There is a great need in daily life to draw aside, put a hold on everything, and just contemplate majesty. From everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Of Him and to Him and through Him are all things, and rest on the inside. An old hymn says, there is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, my Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, keep those who wait before Thee near to the heart of God. John 17:3 says, and this is eternal life, that they may know Thee and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent. I want you to know me, know my holiness, know my perfection, know my joy, know my love, know my goodness, know my plans, know me, and my desire towards you. Everything and anything else is peripheral. Everything and anything else is passing. Knowing the Father and the Son is what it's all about, and His desire towards you. So today, take time out, even if it's only 10 minutes, to focus solely on Him and His majesty and what He wants and what He says He wants, that you may know Him. Drink deeply of His peace and assurance towards you. You are eternally secure in His love and care, no matter what surrounds your life right now. And be aware, as you look around you at a world that is disintegrating, this is but a sign of His soon appearing. So be at peace, for He's coming for you. John 14, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. I'm coming soon, in your understanding of the word.